Chapter 1. Annika. I want you to turn me into a vampire. I stared at Geneva straight in the eyes, wanting her to have no doubt about my conviction. And not just any vampire. I wish to be a vampire princess.
An interesting wish, she replied, with a knowing smirk. But one that I'm afraid I cannot grant.
How come? I crossed my arms, frowning. It doesn't go against any of the limitations you told me about before. I ran through the limitations in my mind again, just to make sure. She couldn't bring back anyone from the dead, she couldn't travel through time, she couldn't murder anyone, and she couldn't make anyone fall in love. She definitely never said she couldn't turn someone into a vampire.
It does, she said. I can't kill.
I didn't ask you to kill me, I said. I asked you to turn me into a vampire.
Vampires aren't alive.
She blew out a long breath and rolled her eyes, clearly frustrated.
They're dead. To turn you into a vampire, I would have to kill you, so I cannot grant your wish. But I must ask, simply out of curiosity, why do you want to become a vampire? Specifically a vampire princess?
Because I hate being human, I said darkly. Being a human means being weak, helpless.
Bad experiences with supernaturals?
Geneva leaned back against the wall and watched me, clearly curious to hear more. I supposed I couldn't blame her. According to her, she used to be the most powerful witch in the world. Another group of witches wanted to kill her because they feared her power, but they couldn't kill her because she was so strong, so they'd stuck her inside of this ring instead. She'd been trapped inside the ring for decades. I imagine she must have been bored to tears during all of that time. I didn't know much about how the witches had managed to trap her inside, but I did know that she was bound by the spell to do the bidding of whoever wore the ring. Since the ring was created, it had been locked inside of the crystal cavern, the cave I was in right now, which was where the witches sent powerful objects so they wouldn't get in the hands of the wrong people. No human or supernatural was supposed to be able to enter the cavern and survive. But the witch Camellia had seen a vision that I would be able to enter the crystal cavern and retrieve the ring. I didn't know what made me so special to be able to do this, but here I was, inside the crystal cavern and still alive. Unfortunately, the cavern had caved in the moment I'd touched one of the other objects in the cave, a fancy sword, and now I was stuck here. Without any help, I would surely die here. But now I wore Geneva's ring. With her powers on my side, I could escape. I could do more than escape. I could finally get revenge on the vampires who had taken everything from me that I'd ever loved. Last year, vampires murdered my family in front of me and kidnapped me to become a blood slave at the Vale, I told her, trying as hard as possible to keep the emotion out of my voice when I spoke. The past was the past. There was no changing it now. There was nothing I could do to stop them. I tried to attack one. I chuckled, remembering how I'd tried to hit one of the vampires with my ski pole. It had bounced off his back without bothering him in the slightest. You can imagine how that turned out.
It's a miracle that you're still alive, Geneva agreed.
It was right after Jason was turned and went on his murder spree through the village. I swallowed, barely able to say Jason's name without crying again. The vampire prince had tricked me into trusting him, into caring for him, and then he'd left me for dead. I felt like such an idiot for falling for his trick. But I'd been so desperate for a way to escape the Vale that I probably would have fallen for anything. At least I knew better now. I would never trust a vampire from the Vale again. They needed to replenish their stock. I shuddered, hating that as a human, that's what the supernaturals, especially the vampires, would always see me as. Food. No better than livestock to be consumed so that they could stay alive.
Jason.
Geneva repeated his name, glancing at the crystal on the ground between us.
Your prince with the silver eyes.
Not mine. I forced my voice to remain steady and calm, despite the gaping hole in my chest that made it hurt to breathe.